This 96.5 podcast is brought to you by station sponsor alisajames.com.au.
For all your fashion needs at a fraction of the cost, live the look.
The family show, Liam, Robbie and Joe, and from Red Hot Relationships, Bruce Sullivan back on the air this morning. Christmas is approaching. Lots of different personalities, uncles and aunties you don't see for a while. You put them in one big Christmas melting pot and look out, it's on. Bruce, how do we get along on Christmas Day? And should we embrace the different types of personalities that families bring?
Look, if you want to have a great Christmas Day, absolutely. And I think it's not even Christmas Day, it's the lead up to Christmas Day. You know, that when the pressure is on, people's preferences come out. And if you want to keep it fun, then we need to stop trying to change and or criticise those people that do it differently and just enjoy the fact that people do it differently. So already now I suspect that in most people's families you're getting to see people's, you know, like their psychological type, their preferred way of thinking starting to come out, particularly when it comes to the preparation stage. And I'm not sure what's happening in your house, but, you know, we certainly see the difference in ours.
It's amazing how it's human nature that even subconsciously we want people to be the same way we are, don't we?
Yeah, look, and there's a natural, you know, it's natural and easier to get along with those people. So, you know, we say when you meet someone who's like you, you'd normally think they're all right. It's the other people that you and I need, you know, the grace of God to make sure we're doing all the right things by. And so, look, just a little bit of structure, just for a little bit of fun, and then I'm asking you guys to see where you fit in. Some people, and these are two dichotomies, like there are two almost exact opposites on how people want to decide about Christmas and even do Christmas Day. So there are some people that are very logical, factual, analytical, and there are some people that the other end of that are quite personal, feeling based. So, you know, some people just want to go, the logical factuals just want to go, okay, let's just buy the vouchers. You can go to one shop, we can get the Christmas shopping done in about 30 minutes. You can get all the vouchers in that one shop, and no more than $20, that should pull it up. And at the other end of that,
sounds good, mate. Christmas done. Thanks very much. Appreciate that.
See ya.
And there's the preference emerge, because at the other end of that, if you're in a relationship with someone who's so opposite, they're going, oh, but no, I just, you know, we can't do that, and I just need some more time, and I need to go on and, you know, I'm just, how would people feel if we just did them that? And it's got to be different for every person, and what's true is that they're both valid ways of making decisions on things, they're just different ways. And instead of criticising the opposite, you know, calling one cold-hearted and the other one soft and warm and fuzzy, they're just different ways. So enjoy the difference versus criticising the difference.
Is it just a matter of biting your tongue, though, Bruce? I mean, you know there's going to be niggles, fights, not so much arguments, but, you know, I don't like the way Uncle Tom sits at the table, or how come he has to sit there when I always sit there? Is it just a matter of everyone biting their tongue on the day?
Yeah, and remembering why you went. You didn't go along to, you know, do psychotherapy. You didn't go along to, you know, find fault with people. You went along to go, hey, this is Christmas, let's go and enjoy ourselves. And instead of being, you know, distracted by different styles, start enjoying them for what they are and knowing that, you know, we need all of them to make life interesting.
I often find when you do get to that point with someone that you know, or family or whatever, then you actually appreciate those qualities in them and even are entertained by them. So hypothetically, you've got a mad family member or aunt who's just so particular about decor for Christmas that when you actually get over the fact that that might annoy you, it can be quite entertaining watching them, the way they react to things, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Oh, and Robbie, can I tell you, in relationships, the research tells us over and over again, the younger you are, the more attracted, oddly enough, to your opposite style. So, you know, if you're a very structured, organised, in advance type person, very particular, likes the list, there's a good chance you're going to be attracted to someone who's quite spontaneous and plays and curious and does things at the last minute. Now, when you first start going out with those people, you find it quite mesmerising and amazing, going, how can you be so spontaneous when I have to be so controlled? And vice versa, you know, how can you be so organised and planned when I'm always so last minute and all over the place? So you look at it and there's joy and you go, I'm loving it. Yet, if you don't pay attention to what matters most, then all of a sudden it can start to annoy you, and now you're just concentrating on being annoyed instead of just enjoying the difference.
Mate, we get there Christmas Day. The tension's starting to build. One quick tip before we let you go on how to break that ice, break that tension, and really enjoy it.
I think Robbie's already hit it on the head, mate. The sense of humour, keeping some perspective, you know, instead of criticising and judging, you know, if someone is, you know, as Robbie's example, just being really particular because they like this way, and enjoy it for what it is instead of trying to change them or criticise them, and gosh, it'll be so much better.
Bruce Sullivan from Red Hot Relationships, always with the best advice. Nice to chat, mate. We'll catch up next week for the final time of the year, hey?
This 96.5 podcast has been brought to you by alisajames.com.au.
Fashion accessories online. Live the look.